I am arguing that for me the foundation of morality is the capacity and willingness to have and seek out experiences that allow you to discover specific universals. This is the willingness and capacity to learn more about yourself, humans, and life from the very specific distinctiveness, even initial foreignness of things like poems, pigs, other people, and the ground. I have offered you Stonehenge, a poem, pigs, and fish as things that can become specific universals, mysteries that inspire deeper understanding of connections. I hope you can give, from your own life, many more such examples, even if mine are not the ones most powerful for you, and there is no reason why they should be. I now take up a very sensitive issue: race. Americans talk a good deal about race, and about black people and white people. Biology has taught us that humans do not fall into races in the way humans have long used the term. There are no such things. So-called black people share more genes with so-called white people than they do with each other. The same is true of Jewish people and Palestinians. While people, just because of their color and history, can share oppression and injustice, even when they are not necessarily closely related genetically, that by no means exhausts who they are. Seeing someone as white or black can obliterate their distinctiveness as persons, rendering them a category to be defined by someone else. When we see a person different from ourselves as a specific universal, we see them as completely special and distinctive, not a black person in some essentializing way, but as a person with unique experiences and a unique trajectory through life that can include oppression and injustice because of color and false ideas about race, but also includes much more. At the same time, we see in that person and their distinctive experiences, orientations, and knowledge a specific reflection of our shared humanity. We learn something about the human condition, theirs, ours, everyone's. The evil of racism is how it obliterates human beings' distinctiveness, their special specificity, the deepest source of the gift they have to give to others. Categories and essentializing people as groups can do the same, even if we think it is done in the service of social justice. Black Lives Matter became a powerful mantra some time ago now. I hope it means by black not a race, there are none, but a myriad of specific universals, a group of distinctly different individuals whose multiple distinctive responses to racism, something they did not ask for or create, but fight, across time and space, are an estimable heritage for all moral humans. I have said that living beings, including humans, are in no need of other people's meaning-making practices. Their uniqueness and individuality need no supplement, no interpretation, no redemption beyond what they do for themselves. Any of my fellow humans can look me in the eye and say, I have no desire to treat you as a specific universal, no desire to learn anything about myself, humanity, or life from your specificity. They can go further and say, I don't care whatsoever about any meaning I have to you, and you have no right to learn anything from me. Perhaps they will say this, because I am white, or old, or a male, or from a white trash heritage, or an academic, or for some other reason. I fully concede and realize it is their right. I wish them no ill. We will not connect. We will not learn from each other. We will pass in the night. I will fear a bit for them, for myself, and for humanity. But that is not their concern, because that was one thing I had to teach them, and which perhaps they were sagacious enough to avoid, along with me. Who am I to say? If I do have any right to respond, it is only as Jim, not under the guise of any category, because we have come to the very nub of what it means to be human, And here, categories evaporate into thin air.